Garrett Edelstein here, your celeb expert and your celeb savant. Celeb Savant is a weekly entertainment show. We have long-form career retrospective type interviews with celebrities, singers, actors, and industry experts. Stino Letweni are a musical duo hailing from Bloemfontein, South Africa. The duo describes their sound as rooted, spiritual, and believable. Despite having been made a name for themselves through hip-hop, the musicians are not afraid to venture and fuse genres. The duo consists of Katleho Semaya and Canelo Motwang. The hip-hop duo have been fortunate enough to perform alongside some of the biggest names in South African hip-hop, namely Casper Nyovest, aka Nasty C, Black Motion, Black Coffee, and a number of others. The duo won the South African Hip-Hop Award in 2021 for the Best Remix and got nominated also in 2022 at the South African Music Awards alongside Kuli Chana, Lady Du, and Tyler for Music Video of the Year. Up next on Celeb Savant, we've got Stino Letweni. Where do we find you in the world? What's happening in your life? And how are you guys doing?
We are in Johannesburg in the world. And you can find us on our social media pages, obviously, as Stino Letweni. Can I just let you know what Stino Letweni actually is? You know, it's like, so it's better. So it's better when we say it. It's Stino and Tweni. That le is actually and.
Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that because I feel like sometimes when people say Stino Letweni, they try to do it in an Italian way, like Letweni. You know what I'm saying?
I totally get you. People get my name Barrett. I get weird pronunciations of my name. I get Beret. I get Barrett. I get all sorts of things.
Yeah, so, you know, it's bad. Yeah.
If people can't get it, I just say, you know, it's carrot with the B with different spelling. So there we go.
That's it. That's the only way you can explain it, Barrett.
Guys, let's rewind to the very beginning. At what ages were each of you motivated to say, cool, I want to be in the music entertainment world? And how did that journey grow to where we are currently today?
Stino Letweni started 2014. So we're actually doing 10 years now together. Oh. But the love had started way, way before. You know, I remember probably like 10, 11, 12. You know, listening to music on radio, on TV, and actually doing your own renditions of the songs. Like, yo, this song should have went this way. This song, you know, if they had done this, this would be better, you know. And we individually, a duo, that's what we call it. Like, we both individual artists, you know. So I go by the name of Castino, the hero, Stino, and my boy is 20, you know, and our love for music just drove each other at the directions of our directions to, you know, one direction. And I really feel like from 2014 to now, we've had so many hits. People have been approving of Stino Letweni, but we were not at a larger scale because we from Bloom us initially, you know. There's no much of an industry, but, you know, the people love Stino Letweni so much. It was our job to actually get the music to a larger scale, you know. And from 2014 to now, the love has just been absurd. We had to make it work. We had to put our music at a larger scale. That's why we with you now, Barrett, you know, we feel like we've been doing a great job. Yes, the love started way back as kids, even now, you know, especially getting approval from people, even strangers, like, yo, your music got me through this, your music got me through that, our experiences with your music. And these people are strangers. You don't know these people, you know, so that is actually a pat on the back. And it made us strive to go forward.
What age did you guys meet each other?
How old were we in 2014? 19. Yeah.
So now let's dive into your creative brain, your creative mind and process. From zero to a 3 to 4 minute song, how does it come to be? What motivates it? What invigorates it? Is it easy each time?
Making a song, the beat is very important, you know, because what we always say is that when we hear the beat, the instrumental, it already has words. You just have to say them right. And Basically, what we write about is our everyday life experiences. It always starts sometimes with the verse. Sometimes it's always just the verse, you know, just talking about something until you have something that's a little bit repetitive. And then that obviously becomes the chorus or the hook. That's how we basically dive into it. But most of the time, the instrumental drives where it's going. If this instrumental is making me feel sad, I'm about to tell you the saddest story of all time. If it makes me feel happy, I'm going to tell you a happy story. If it makes me feel celebratory, I'm going to tell you something we can celebrate. It's basically pushed by that and what is happening. Like something must have happened a week or a couple of days ago, or you know what I'm saying? So it's all that. That's why it's very important to just, besides making music, just go out there and see some things. You know what I'm saying?
It's about experiencing things and that translates into the music.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm not sure if you guys are aware of NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming. So people either, they process information differently. So we have visual people that see pictures. We have auditory people that hear words and it's all about the conversation. And then you have kinesthetic, again, that's kinesthetic people, where it's all about the feeling and the energy and the emotion. So for each of you, when you hear, listen to music, to other artists and to yourself when you're creating, what is your experience? Is it visual seeing, kinesthetic feeling, or auditory words? And is it different compared to when you listen to yourself and creating compared to when you listen to other artists?
Let me go first. Let me go first. 20's going first. I feel like our music is kinesthetic more than anybody else's music. The people with the audio, obviously, the sonics needs to be perfect. But how the sonics make the audio makes you feel is where I think our power lies. The hero?
Yes. It's all about feeling, man. You know, once you say something with meaning, it actually reminds you of a certain time and it makes you feel some type of way. You know, I really feel like our songwriting helps us with that. I really feel like our songwriting makes you feel some type of way. It gives you a memory, like a memory of 2010, a memory of 2009. You know, you were at this bar and this happened. It's important to get feeling of the music, you know, and just like we said, experiencing different things. Like if I tell you I was in Italy somewhere eating a pizza that I cannot pronounce by name, you can actually feel I was in Italy, you know, with my all white outfit eating a pizza that I cannot pronounce by name. It's all about feeling like I want to do this. Or with people that we know, like personally, when we know a person and they listening to our music, they like, yo, dog, it feels like we was having this conversation just like last week, you know. So it's a feeling, it's a memory that it gives you. It's very important in music.
When you guys listen to music by other artists, is it also feeling for you, or is it other elements that you also pick up?
Yeah, with other artists, not a lot of them. You know, for me on the feel side, but on the audio and visuals, you know, they always capture me. And I like that because that's inspiring. It makes me feel something. That's most of the time. It's usually the audio and the visuals for me.
Yeah. And obviously, Barrett, we are fans of music ourselves before being artists. You know, we have our favorite songs. You know, we have those songs that, you know, drove us to become artists and to want to make music. You know, whenever we have a chance to make a song, you want to feel like how you felt with the song that you loved back in the day, or a song that you love now, or a song that, you know, provokes a feeling, you know, a good feeling. You want to, you know, make a similar song to that, you know. So I really feel like it's very important. Like, You have to do something that reminds you of something that you love or something that you've heard. So there are those songs. There are those songs, a lot of songs that we love and we like, yeah, man, this is cool. I wish we could, you know.
Performing live, let's dive into that. What do you enjoy about it? What keeps you going? I know you guys already said you love music, you love being artists. But what is that inspiration to get up there, whether it's a smaller crowd, a massive crowd? And what are the differences between those for you?
The people. Sometimes we'd be performing to a large crowd and there'd be standing still and just staring. You know, they're not moving anything. Sometimes they look like they're not even blinking. It's a different kind of feeling when it's like that, because like sometimes you don't know if you're doing the right or the wrong thing. But when you come off stage, everybody's like, that was so beautiful. That was this, that was the, but they were standing still, you know. Then there's the wiling out crowds, you know, the mosh pit crowds, you know. Then there's the crowds that sing your songs and your verses word for word. It's those different types of feeling, you know. I love it when, for me, you know, when a crowd is singing along, yeah, or singing with me or rapping with me word for word, and I can see the attitude in their faces. They feel just like how I felt when I was recording the song, you know. So it that is, to me, is so like, oh my God, I can't believe people like my thoughts. That's performing for me, is that it's a reminder that there are people that actually came here to do this with me and while out with me and just feel great after that. Like, we understood each other on that level. You know, that's like the perfect time to interact with your fans or gain new fans or get people to understand what you're about. You know what I'm saying? Especially when they already love you. That is just like insane.
Okay, so I've got a point of discussion around this. So I'm that person, mm-hmm, who's always up in front, cheering you guys on, having a great time. And I notice a lot of people around me have got their cell phones out, trying to get the perfect image, perfect video, perfect tweet, perfect whatever they're doing with their phones. Yeah. From the person on the stage seeing that and receiving that, does it not take away from those elements you mentioned of being on the same page? Or do you feel it's just where society is at the moment?
Yeah. We feel like that's where society is at the moment. Right now, it's about capturing the moments and sharing them with the people immediately, or always having it so that I can post to people to show them like, this is where I was at and this is how I felt. You know, sometimes when you see them post the videos, you just hear a loud noise and the person taking the video screaming or singing along, or
yes,
you know, so it already gives you what they were feeling in that particular moment, and they want to share it with everybody. To me, it's like, oh my God, bro, like, You didn't want to take this for yourself. You know, you just want to have a memory that you get to keep and walk around with all the time. Like, I was at Stino and Turney's show, you know what I'm saying? And it was so dope. Look at the videos, or look at this picture, or this is what I did. Like, do you see that he was pointing at me? Or, you know, it's personal to them because they get to go through that again and again when it's recorded. And I feel like that's where we're at right now as a society.
What's up next for you guys? What's happening in the near future, the far future? What are the plans?
More music, you know, more music videos. You know, we are trying to tap into some films, making musicals out of our albums, because we really feel like it's beautiful stories, but we still yet to drop more of them, you know, and that's just like almost the end goal down the pipe dream, you know. But definitely more music, more visuals, more of Stino and Twenty and this brand new South African sound that we're trying to give people right now. You know, it's hip hop, but it's pop at the same time. So it's hip pop, you know, it's a mixture of all of our genres besides I'm a Piano, because that's a brand new one. But yeah, yes, that's what we're coming with right now. Just that original South African sound. You know, we might remind you of Mandoza. We might remind you of TKZ. We might remind you of Gabelo. Or, you know, your Kulichanas. You know, your WHPs. You know, we might remind you of that era of music where it was just a whole nice time of this particular South African music. You know, your Arthur Mafokatis, your Mdus, Dombies. You know what I'm saying? Like, just that particular music.
So reminding us of those artists, about putting your own flavor and own energy and own creativity into it.
Yes, sir. That's what we do.
But you can go listen to it, Barrett. Like, we just dropped an album. It's called You Want Some More. I really feel like people should be on that, man, and just understand more what we're talking about when we're naming you all those legends and what drove us to make our sound like that.
I feel like it's the biggest album of all time. It's what we need right now.
I know if I had to ask you this question in 2 days, 2 hours, 2 minutes, 4 hours, 4 days, I know your answer will be different every single time. I realize that. I recognize it and I understand it. I'm not necessarily saying favorite, but asking you each, if you had to push play to five songs by other artists, once we have finished this conversation, what would be those five songs and by whom? Who's going first?
All right, let me go first. 2020. Okay. Kanye West can't tell me nothing. My number two would be Coolie China, anything by Coolie, but Gonka. Gonka, 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 Gonka. Sure, AKA, you know, just congratulate me. That would be so dope. You know, what number am I? I'm number three.
Yes, you got two more.
Stino Letweni, Mshimani. Number five. Yo. I'll take Double HP. Number five. Twaka, twak, twaka, twaka. That's me.
All right. Me, first song, Mshimani, Stino Letweni. Second song, You Want Some More by Stino Letweni featuring Maglera Doughboy. Third song, Coolie China Buile featuring Stino Letweni.
There we go, yes.
And then, of course, I'm a fan of my guys, man. You know, I've been speaking about this song. I'll play Latinova, I'll play Soch Plata. And then the fifth song, I'll play Boso Kemang, Double HP.
So, guys, the podcast is listened to throughout the world. So asking each of you as a final message, what would you like to say to the listeners?
I'd like to say to the listeners, listen to Stino Letweni wherever you at. Follow Stino and 20, share the music, share the love. You know, it's very important to have something that is authentic. You know, it's very important to believe in yourself and believe in your own idea and not want to mimic somebody else's idea. If you do that, like, just make it better. You know, just find a way to make things your own. And yes, be proud of that, and be proud of your and of the progress that you make. If you are in the music industry, convince people of that particular energy. Being able to stand your ground and having a backbone for something that you believe in, that you are definitely sure is going to work, and not being afraid of spending all of your time, even if it means 10 years of it. That's what we'd like to let everybody in the world know, that it is very important to believe in yourself and self-love at the same time, because when you love yourself, you can love the next person and treat them just as properly, you know.
If you love it, just stay consistent with it, you know. I really feel like you don't want to regret if you had it, you know, and you love it and you want it to work. It must work. It has to work. And show love to other people, because if you show love to other people, people will show love back. And that's what we need in this world, you know, unity, you know. So let's just be on the same boat. Know it has to work. Keep the love shining, keep the energy shining, and just do what we need to do for in order for it to work.